Hello, and welcome to Millennial Moms Unfiltered. I'm your host, Ashley, and Brittany is sick today, so we're doing a solo episode. Today, we're going to be talking about pop culture, I guess. So without further ado, here we go. All right, well, if you watched my Instagram stories, you know that I am freaking out about this because it feels very strange to switch up the environment in which we usually record. My building has really high ceilings and it's very echoey. It's not a great audio recording place. So I'm sorry if it sounds different. All right. Well, when I was thinking about what the hell can I talk about by myself, before it used to definitely not be pop culture because I was too busy doing my own stuff to pay attention to anyone else's stuff. But recently, since I'm spending a lot more time in the car, I listen to the radio, so I kind of know what's going on a little bit. And I feel like in the past month, there's been some things happening. All right. So I made a little bit of a list because we know how I get without lists. So I just like sat in my kitchen with Gio and was like brainstorming about things I could talk about. First thing on this list is kind of a little bit of a update about life and being sick with kids. Everybody in the house kind of has a cold. Amen, my youngest, brought it home. I'm fairly certain it was him. So I am like stuffy and my throat feels like crap. Probably don't sound great. And yesterday, luckily, Gio like let me sleep and I feel way better like physically. Like my body doesn't feel as run down as it did, but I'm definitely not in my highest form right now. So here we are. It's difficult to be a mom and not be able to be sick. Really adulting. I feel like adults most of the time can't just be sick. Like we have to fucking keep going and doing shit, which is a pain in the ass. And welcome to America. That's what it's like. So that was my update on that. Everybody's sick, but at least we don't have a stomach bug like Brittany. That really sucks. I hope she feels better so we can get back to it next week. Can you guys tell that I'm uncomfortable talking in a room by myself? I also had to take over video today, which is not my usual thing. I had to set up my camera. Brittany's usually the one that takes care of all the camera stuff, so that was different. I'm rambling. I kind of want to start over, but we're going to just go with it. Okay, so this I know everybody has heard something about just because of how much it took over the internet for the past 2 months. Kate Middleton. Is anyone shocked that I said that? No, because that has been like the biggest thing. When I first saw it, I didn't understand. I was like, what the hell's going on? Because I don't like pay attention to the royal family. It's not my thing. I mean, but Princess Diana, I think about Princess Diana a lot. But like the new age stuff, I don't really, but whatever. So anyway, Kate Middleton went missing for 2 months and the internet went fucking crazy. And then there was a picture released of her and the kids. And that was a whole thing because it's like, that's not her. And there were sightings of her. That's not her. Look at her. She doesn't look like this. Look at her face comparisons. And then people are like, okay, well, what takes 2 months to heal from BBL? I've saw that a million times. I saw someone say that she had esophageal something and basically like said that it's possible she had an eating disorder because of, you know, being who she is and the pressure to be perfect, like we talked about before on a different episode about like childbirth and how like 48 hours after she gave birth she had to be all just like perfect walking out of that hospital and how just like exhausting that is in itself. So anyway, esophagealectomy something, I can't remember what the name of the actual surgery was. And then that person got a whole bunch of shit for that. But it turns out that she does have cancer and she did have abdominal surgery and she was recovering from the abdominal surgery and, you know, now going through chemo, which honestly, that was kind of my first thought. We have a kid running in the room. We have a kid. Hi, Amen. Do you want to say hi? You're going to say hi. Mommy's recording. See on the camera. I can see your no shirt. Can you give mommy some time? Where's daddy?
He's banging a toilet.
Okay, so kids don't, there's no secrets. There's no secrets. Maybe I'll cut that. I don't know, but it's kind of funny. Anyway, so she is going through chemo, but she came out and did like a press release about it. And I just felt sad, like, because everyone was saying different things and like probing and trying to find her. And imagine being diagnosed with cancer and then you have the world speculating and making jokes and you're just trying to get through it. I mean, I get things like that can seem like a joke because these people are like so public and have more money than God and all of this, the stuff that makes them seem not human. But at the end of the day, they are human. So I don't know. I just felt bad for her. But like I was saying, my first thought was like, oh my God, they killed her too. But that's that. I could go down a wormhole about that, that I'm not going to go on today. I'm so distracted with the child in here, but I feel like this is a good representation of what it's like to try to do anything with kids. So I'm going to let it ride. I hope I said everything I needed to say about that. My next topic is a little bit important. So I kind of want to give myself a second. Hello! Yeah, we're going to take a break and I'll come back to clean this up. All right. Okay. So we're back. So I already feel defeated on this episode, but this is real. Anyway, so the next thing I want to talk about in pop culture, that's been kind of a topic for the past 2 years. So by this point, everyone's probably heard of Ozempic. And what Ozempic is a shot that helps you lose weight. That's its secondary thing. The first thing that it was actually made for is diabetes, type 2 diabetes. And what it does is kind of reworks how your hormones respond to how you're eating and using the carbohydrates. It's called like a GLP-1. I can't remember off the top of my head. And with all my distractions going on, exactly how it works. But I was on it briefly because of my thyroid issues. And I was just so tired of carrying around the extra weight that I could not lose because physically it was taking a toll on me. So I was on it for 6 months and I lost a total of 30 pounds. I've since gained some back again because of thyroid issues, which now I'm forcing myself to focus more on fixing the original problem versus trying to cover it up. So anyway, celebrities that are having extreme weight losses in the past few years keep coming up with just like ridiculous reasons and fueling diet culture instead of just admitting that they're on Ozempic. And if you follow me, you know that I'm pretty transparent. If I get anything done or have something, like I talked about my Ozempic journey, I talked about when I got lip filler, I talked about when I got tear trough filler. Like, I don't ever, ever, ever want to be one of those people that's like, oh yeah, this is just, it's natural. It's because I slept. I stood on my head and then my eyes puffed back up. And like, it just, I feel like it makes me seem like I think you're dumb, right? And I just hate when celebrities do it. But this has been a thing for fucking ever, especially for us millennials. The number of eating disorders that were just normalized us growing up and all the things that we've seen. So the first person that I feel like there was a really big thing that wasn't contributed, her weight loss wasn't contributed to Ozempic. And again, since these people didn't say they were on Ozempic and there's just like side stories, I can't be like, it was Ozempic. But these are ridiculous reasons. And as a certified personal trainer and a nutrition specialist who specializes in healthy, sustainable weight loss, these are fucking out of control. Okay, so we have Mindy Kaling hiking 20 miles per week. Okay, maybe 20 miles per week, that's a fuck ton. Yeah, you can lose the weight doing that, but how long is it going to take? Probably not as fast as it happened with Ozempic, because you can lose up to 10 pounds your first month. Like, it works pretty fast. That's what come in within 3 months. You're like, holy crap, I lost like 30 pounds. And then we have Jessica Simpson. She said willpower. Now, Jessica Simpson's been someone that struggles with her weight forever, and she always gets a lot of shit for it. And I understand her wanting to be like, look, this is what I did by myself, because she's already had so much bullshit about her body for fucking ever. The time frame it took, again, is just questionable. Post Malone, this is my favorite, cutting out soda. Okay, so if you have that much extra weight on you from soda, the calories in soda, yeah, it's high calorie, but you're thinking like, okay, 200-300, depending on the soda. You're drinking how many of those a day? For you to gain 1 pound, you have to be eating in a surplus of like 1,500 calories over your maintenance calories. So your maintenance calories is what you eat in a normal day for your weight to stay the same. For most people with a healthy metabolism and no other issues going on, that's about like 2,000 to like 2,900 calories a day. So if you're eating almost 3,000 calories, and for someone his size is probably close to that, to maintain a healthy weight, which again, I feel like that's subjective. It's the way we use these measurements is flawed. And then he would have to be having another 1,500 calories of soda a day. It's an astronomical amount. You know what I mean? Like, and considering he's someone that like moves on stage and like does things, it just doesn't line up. So if you're seeing celebrities who are losing weight rapidly, and then they're like, it's because I started walking my dog. I started swimming in the pool 3 times a day. Like, no, just it's Ozempic. And I think for us regular people, it kind of puts the pressure on us like, oh, that's what I should start doing. And it fuels the diet culture and all of the negative things because you're, one, not going to be able to reach someone else's results by copying what they're doing. And also the things that they're saying are just fucking ridiculous. Like, do you have time to walk 20 hours a week? I mean, 20 miles per week? I don't. What are we going to do? You know? And we know that diet culture is something that I'm really passionate about, and sustainable weight loss. And I don't think that there's anything wrong, obviously, with taking Ozempic, but I think that the transparency needs to be there to some degree, because if you're a public figure, I don't want to say you're responsible for other people, because you're not, and you have to definitely like honor yourself. But I think to some degree, like, there's a fine line between, you know, like not speaking on it, like you don't have to share about it, or be like, I don't want to talk about it. But when you start saying these things that are just not accurate, it just fuels ideas for people to do like unhealthy shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, either don't talk about it or tell the fucking truth, because it's obvious. What are the chances that this weight loss drug comes out, and then in that same year, we have like 90 celebrities that all of a sudden just found Jesus and found the thing that works for them to lose hundreds of pounds? I know that sounds wild to other people too, right? It's not just me. And then something else I feel like we could talk about. No, I just want to preface this, which I have not watched the documentary yet. So I am purely getting anything I'm getting off of like social medias and just like some articles that I've seen. The Nickelodeon drama. Yeah. What's that guy's name? I can't remember. Dan Schneider. It was a few years. Oh, Nixon. You're in front of the camera this time. Hello. There was a few other celebrities like years ago that came out and, you know, about this guy. And everyone was just like, shut the fuck up. Like, it didn't gain any traction or anything like that. But now everyone there's been a while that like we knew Nickelodeon. Who started it? Jeanette McCurdy. That Nickelodeon was a fucking issue, and that there were issues coming back to this guy. And it turns out on like all of the shows, there was sexual abuse, manipulation. And can we just like talk about how Amanda Bynes, like she's another one that it's like funny to make jokes about, and it happens all the time. And she's like out there now, as far as like normal people, she's different, whatever. But like her parents sold her the devil. Like, they were just like, fuck it, as long as she's famous, I don't care. And like, that kind of mindset is so wild to me, because I could never imagine putting my kids in situations or pushing situations just for like the hell of being famous and money. You know, like, I feel so bad for all of these kids that were taken advantage of in like all ways. And like, the more I think about it, I'm like, it's like, this guy, yeah, is the guy, but how many other people were involved and saw and heard? Like, there's other, I just watched an interview with Dan Schneider and the guy that was the, and iCarly, the like, what is it? The smoothie place guy. I forget his name. He was like, well, things that I saw, this was questionable and stuff. And it's like, yo, but you were like an adult too. So like, did you try to speak up? Like, everybody knew something was going on, that weird things were happening, the things that this guy was saying to people, that girls can't be writers for the show because they're not funny, they need him, and all these things. Like, even just that, it's like, yo, you're an asshole. And I get that that's a complicated industry and there's a lot of just like gross things that happen. But I feel like when it involves kids, it's so much grosser. Like, I have a hard time believing that nobody like definitively knew or could have gotten proof way, way earlier on. And like, maybe some of these kids from Nickelodeon wouldn't have grown up to be so fucked up, for lack of a better term. I mean, it's not like it's their fault what happened to them. I would be rageful too. I would be acting out. Nobody's listening to me, like, duh, right? Like, it's understandable. It's just like so gross. And I was definitely like a Nickelodeon kid more than I was like a Disney kid or anything like that. So I feel like I really did grow up watching all these shows, and it's just like, I don't know. It's gross. It's fucking gross. I feel bad watching like anything on Nickelodeon now, or like letting my kids watch Nickelodeon, because I feel like it's just like the principle of all of it. Again, I'm not very well versed in all the things that's happening. I'm reading headlines and hearing bits and pieces on like social media stories, and those kind of things. So let's take a little sippy sip of coffee. Nixon is actually our creative director. And she watches over how I edit the videos. So today she's in front of the camera, and maybe her attitude this week when we edit will be a little bit different, because she'll see how much work goes into it. Right, Nixon? What do you think? You got nothing to say? Okay. All right. So we are about 22 minutes in. I feel like I've had a good ramble. And again, I still feel really awkward and my brain is kind of not working. Like, top tier ADHD life. Peace sign again. So I'm like, why am I so off right now? Oh, duh, because I'm also sick. So it's not just like overwhelming different environment. Like, my brain is actually kind of tired. Yeah, so this week is going to be a short episode because I don't think I have anything else to give it right now. So I'm going to try to cut this up and see how good we can make it. Hopefully something was interesting to you here. Next week, Brittany will be back and we'll be recording new episodes this weekend. So continue to ask us questions on our Google form. I'm going to keep that active until we record next week. I pushed that real hard because it was going to be like this weekend, and then we ended up, now we have like an extra week to get questions. So if you have questions for us about our personal life, businesses we started, for us to further elaborate on ideas on things we've talked about before, you can head to the Google form. I'll put that in the show notes, so you can click the link right there. Also, visit our merch shop, which is live now, and I will, in the next couple of weeks, be uploading new designs. So the ones that are on the shop right now probably won't be there much longer, so get yours now while they last. Also, if you haven't already, or if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen on Apple Podcasts. This is going to be the final week that I'll be picking somebody to win a free tumbler, and the remainder of them will likely end up on our Shopify site. So keep an eye out for those as well. I don't know. I think that's it. All right. Bye.